Thank you. The story of A Course in Miracles in the Passion of the Christ. It's the search for Jesus of Nazareth. Listen, words will mean little now. We use them, but as guides on which we do not now depend. For now we seek direct experience of truth alone. The lessons that remain are merely introductions to the times in which we leave this world of pain and go to enter peace. Now we begin to reach the goal that this course has set and find the end toward which our practicing was always geared. Now, we'll continue with the central thought for all the days to come, and we will use that thought to introduce our times of rest and calm our minds as we need. Yet we will not content ourselves with simple practicing in the remaining holy instances which conclude the time we intend to remain in space and time. We say some simple words of welcome and expect our Father to reveal Himself as He has promised that we do. We have called to Him, and He has promised that His Son will not remain unanswered when He calls His name. Listen, now do we come to Him with but His word upon our minds and hearts, and we wait for Him to take the step to us that He has told us through His voice that He would not fail to take when we invited Him and asked Him to come. He has not left His Son in all His madness, nor betrayed His trust in Him. Has not His faithfulness earned Him the invitation that He seeks to make us happy? We will offer it, and it will be accepted. So our times with Him will now be spent from this moment on. We say the words of invitation that His voice suggests, and then we simply wait for Him to come to us. You listen with me. Now is the time of prophecy fulfilled. Now are all the ancient promises upheld and fully kept. No step remains for time to separate from its accomplishment, for now we cannot fail. Sit silently. Wait upon your Father. He has willed to come to you when you have recognized it is your will that He do so. It is your will that He do so. It is your will that He do so. And you could have never come this far unless you saw, however dimly, that it is your will. Listen, I am so close to you, we cannot fail. Father, we give these holy times to you in gratitude to Him who taught us how to leave this world of sorrow in exchange for its replacement given us by you. We look not backward now. We look forward and fix our eyes upon the journey's end. Accept these little gifts of thanks from us as through Christ's vision we behold a world beyond the one that we make, and take that world to be the full replacement for our own. Look, now we wait in silence, unafraid and certain of your coming. We have sought to find our way by following the guide you sent to us. We did not know the way, but you did not forget us, and we know that you will not forget us now. We ask but that your ancient promise be kept, which are your will to keep. We will with you in asking this. The Father and the Son, whose holy will created all there is, can fail in nothing. In this certainty, we undertake these last few steps to you and rest in confidence upon your love, which will not fail the Son who calls to you. And so we start upon the final part of this last space-time location, which we have spent together in our search for truth and God. We have found the way He chose for us and made the choice to follow it as He would have us go. And His hand has held us up, and His thoughts have lit the darkness of our minds, and His love has called to us unceasingly since time began. Are you listening with me? We had a wish that God would fail to have the Son whom He created for Himself. We wanted God to change Himself and be what we would make of Him. And we believed that our insane desires were the truth. Now, we are glad that this is all undone, and we no longer think that illusions are true. Look, the memory of God is shimmering across the wide horizons of our minds. A moment more, and it will rise again. A moment more, and we, who are God's Son, are safely home where He would have us be. 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 At home with Him. May I give you welcome at last to the end of this association in space-time, where you have decided to make application of a thought process that was contained within your own body formulation, that you have now decided to augment with ideas of love and truth and promises of you that have been surrounding you since the beginning of time. Remember? Remember the advent of a great awakening? Remember the idea of a memory that has been with you within your body form since the beginning of time? Remember with me the passion of your self-consciousness identity that you were using in the ideas of a location of yourself in body form, in replications of what was never true within the entirety of your location. In space and time, in space and time, in space and time, in space and time, that were never true, that were never true, that were never true. Now, the memory of what appears to be a repetition of your mind in recognition of the entirety of you is very simply contained within the power of your mind, a dedication that you have been successful in making application of yourself, of the totality of your awareness, let's use a term here, falsity. Will you say that to me? Say falsity. Yes.
Falsity.
Falsity, yes. The idea of the falseness of the reflection of light that was denying you the entirety of access of the truth of whom you cannot be. Practice? Say to me truth. Did you see that with me? Could you see the idea of the possibility of an association within your own mind of the inevitability of the truth of a singular entirety of reality in all of the universe? A simple admission that if truth itself is true, there could be no other than that, as you examine within your mind a process of decision that heretofore has made it possible, look with me, your capacity of your conceptual self to judge within your own mind in a determination, are you listening, of what you wanted to be true along with what you wanted to be false. Listen with me. The moment that the idea of other than truth entered in the procedures of your conceptual identity of yourself. Are you going to hear this with me now? Say to me, I was entirely false. Of course. In other words, truth is going to be the entirety of the universal mind of the power of God to decide the procedure of practice of your mind in which, say to me, a miracle will occur. Say it. Yes. A miracle of your mind in the mind training of yourself in this Course in Miracles from this so-called master teacher who has undergone his own revelatory occurrence through a crucifixion of his mind that forced him directly into determining that there was no resolution in what could only be the falsity of where he was in space-time. And now, with the resurrection of our body formulation of perfection in ideas of picturing of association of the energy of our conceptual self, we have begun to recognize ourselves. How simple the solution is. If you let it be only what it must be, and we've been using this word anthropic, haven't we? Anthropic is nothing but the idea that finally there's going to be a single source of everything. It could take a million years, 10,000 years, or 2 seconds, or no time at all, except the time of transition from space-time. But it will be fundamentally the admission of a single source of reality. Now, however long that took you obviously does not concern me and my illuminate rise and rising up from the death idea that I have, very simply because the perfect body in a moment of transition is with us now. I promised Jesus in the Course at the end of this interlude that I would retain with you perhaps 4 possibilities of what I'm attempting to say to you. And the most simple and direct one would be the question that if you are involved in a Course in Miracles, a course must be a learning procedure of conceptual self-identity wherein you attempt to gain knowledge of who you are in your arrangement. And the simple lesson would be the miracle of recognition of the inevitability of your comparison without comparing yourself with something else. But if you want a simple idea of what a miracle would have to be in our mind identity, it would have to, at the moment where there was a lack of totality of correspondence emanating from a single moment in all of space and time, it would require, okay, say to me, a correction.
A correction?
Yeah, a correction, yes. If you're mistaken, you have answered falsely from outside of time on the simple question that was asked you, and that's the reason that you need a miracle. It's a correction. What is a miracle? A miracle is a correction. It does not create nor really change at all. It merely looks on devastation and reminds the mind that what it sees is false. That's what we're talking about, isn't it? The falsity of your concept. It undoes error, but does not attempt to go beyond perception, nor exceed the function of forgiving yourself, of forgiving your enemy, who is a reflection of your own falsity. Thus, it stays within time's limits, yet it paves the way for the return of timelessness and love's awakening. For fear must slip away under the gentle remedy that it brings. A miracle contains the gift of grace, for it is given and received as one. And thus, it illuminates the law of truth that the world does not obey because it fails entirely to understand its way. Here we go, listen carefully. A miracle inverts perception, which was upside down before, and thus it ends the strange distortion that were manifest by this miscorrection of the reverse of cause and effect. Now is perception open to the truth. Now is forgiveness seen as justified. Forgiveness is the home of miracles. The eyes of Christ deliver them to all they look upon in mercy and in love. Perception of your self-identity stands corrected in His sight, and what was meant to curse yourself has come to bless. And each lily of forgiveness offers all the world the silent miracle of love. And each is laid before the Word of God upon the universal altar to Creator and creations in the light of perfect purity and endless joy. Listen, the miracle is taken first on faith, because to ask for it implies the mind has been made ready to conceive of what it cannot see and does not understand at all. Yet faith will bring its witnesses to show that what it rested on is really there. And thus the miracle will justify your faith in it and show that it rests on a world more real than what you saw before, a world redeemed from what you thought was there. Listen, miracles fall like drops of healing rain from heaven on a dry and dusty world where starved and thirsty creatures come to die. Now they have water. Now the world is green, and everywhere the signs of life spring up to show us that what is born can never die, for what has life has immortality, and life is eternal. In the certainty of who you are in your body formulation. Thank you. Thank you for letting me teach for just a moment the idea of the concepts that we hold about each other in demonstrations of our body form. We're in our memories of each other, we're able to recognize idea of the beauty of this world. We're able to share for a moment the idea that where we are supposed to testify to the falsity of the light energy in which we appear to be in body form. And look with me, deep within us, deep down, we are entirely aware that the structure of conceptual mind, of the human condition of your body, cannot not be the entirety of perfection that represents the single source of our reality, which is God. The single source of the admission that all of the power in this universe on which we look now on the beauty as we identify ourselves within our consciousness identity will represent to us the peace of awakening from a dream of space and time in which we had searched within our body form in reflections of light of adventures that we had shared in moments of body formulation in which we searched together in space-time for relief of the possibility that deep within us we could find the reality of love that we're now expressing for ourselves. A love of the certainty of the moment that I'm expressing for you now in the framework of our Course in Miracles, where we are having moments of continuing recognition that why we were previously in body form has been opened to a questioning mind in its determination to determine why and where and who and how and when it ever got in to the predicament of not being able to see its entirety within its own time frame. Thank you for that. Thank you. I meant that. Have you been in a predicament? You seem to justify within your own mind conceptual ideas that you have about yourself. Yet though they seem to bring you results within, we're going to use the term here in its most valuable idea now. Should we practice a little bit? Say to me, proximity.
Proximity.
That's an easy one. That means that somewhere deep within your mind, you must be very close to the solution that you're searching for. Because simply the idea conceptually that you're searching for something has led you in your own mind on a journey. Come on now, I'm teaching now my own body formulation of the necessity for the entirety of the search that you have undertaken within your own mind to find the solution that deep within you aware of that present. Now say to me, promise.
Promise.
Homo sapien? Mind association of body identity? Are you aware of the word prophecy? The conceptual idea of the human condition cannot not be the idea that somewhere in time, and since it's actually not past, there must be a future reference in you where the power of your mind to decide the outcome that you want, look with me, in the mind training of the Course, can continually increase the frequencies that somewhere within the entirety of space-time, there must be the entirety of the solution. Say to me, promise. Now say to me, memory.
Memory.
Yeah. If the promise has been made within the conceptual mind of a human correspondent of itself with the possibility of escaping out into the universe, look with me, where you appear to be bound up in an identity of yourself from which there appears to be no escape out into the universe, because you're in body identity. And the question has arose in you, this from the resurrection now of my Savior, Jesus Christ, who has returned from outside of time to increase the frequency of possibility of self-recognition, with the fundamental admission that the entirety of the cause of this is only within your own mind. A promise has been made to you that you are in reality not a body formulation at all, and that the body formulation that you thought was you within your arrangement of what constituted your idea of reflected light, which was a proximity of the entirety of the idea of the organization of yourself in space and time, you have come to know who you are, for they have come. And all of those who are now undergoing enlightenment of their minds will return with you momentarily to increase the frequencies of the idea so that you may admit in your mind, in the nature of correspondent, what is a body? How did I get into this situation in which I find myself? We'll leave you now for just a moment in a new bright body form so that you can recognize within the practice of your mind you have been successful in the entirety of a brand new body identity going on as an instant of correction in the space and time for which you found yourself. God is going with us no matter where we go, since we carry the power of God within our mind. And we'll say it together. God, bless us, you and I, and each and every one in this new bright formulation of our body.
Our memories are treasured forever. So try thinking with your heart. We'll be together again. Times when I know you'll be lonesome. Times when I know you'll be sad. Don't let temptation around you. Don't let the blues make you bad. Someday, someway, we'll both have a lifetime before us. Oh, for parting is not goodbye. Together again.
Listen now with me. What is a body? The body is a fence that the Son of God imagines he has built to separate parts of his self from other parts. Listen with me about this. It is within this fence he thinks he lives to die as it decays and crumbles. For within this fence, he thinks that he is safe from love. Identifying with his safety, he regards himself as what his safety is. How else could he be certain he remains within the body and is keeping love outside? Look with me. The body will not stay. Yet this he sees as double safety. For the Son of God's impermanence, his temporalness in time, is proof that his fences work. And they do the task his mind assigns to them. For if his oneness, totality of him, still remains untouched, who could attack? And who could be attacked? Who would be the victor? Who would be the prey? Who would be the victim if he's not a body? Who is the murderer? And if he did not die, what proof is there that God's eternal Son can be destroyed? You listen with me? The body's a dream. Like other dreams, it sometimes seems to picture happiness, but can quite suddenly revert to fear, where every dream is born. For only love creates in truth, and truth can never fear. Made to be fearful, must the body serve the purpose given it by the mind? But we can change the purpose that the body will obey by changing what we think that it is for. Listen with me. The body is the means by which God's Son returns to sanity. Though it was made to fence him into hell without escape, Yet has the goal of heaven been exchanged for the pursuit of hell? And the Son of God extends his hand to reach his brother and to help them walk along the road with him. Now, listen, is the body holy? Now, it serves to heal the mind that was made to kill and to attack. Listen, you will identify with what you think will make you safe. Whatever it may be, you will believe that it is one with you. Your safety lies in truth and not in the lie of this place and time. Love is your safety, and fear does not exist. Identify with love, and you are safe. Identify with love, and you are home. Identify with love, and you may find yourself. Identify your conscious identity of yourself, the possibility that you intend from this moment on to begin to teach the miracle of a memory deep within you about the certainty that where you appear to be in all of space and time, as you look out into the universe at the millions of stars and billions of galaxies of high energy association of your mind, it has occurred to you within that framework of your idea of space-time that the longevity of the idea of the formulation of your body in your own identity of yourself has ensured you of a continuation in the temporalness of your body identity of formulation. A need for, say to me, I'm going to show you this, say to me, extermination.
Extermination?
Yes, you have a capacity to exterminate yourself in the idea of your relative association with the temporalness by which you recognize procedures of the continuing reformulation of your body identity within sequences of time in which you are picturing yourself as a separation of your conceptual mind in the moment that time actually lasted and is now over, and you're back in heaven with me. I found you in a proceeding of the Passion of the Christ in the representation of your individual body formulation with the occurrences over and over again and over again in a continuing repetition of the idea that you are separate from the entirety anthropically of God as you were created in perfection. You had for that moment forgotten. You have forgotten that deep within you cannot not be a memory of the entirety of who you are in that arrangement. So we practice a little bit about how certain you are now becoming. Say to me, I don't know who I am. I don't know how I got here. Something is fundamentally wrong here. How did I get into this proceeding of the space-time of a quantum loop of my self-identity in a hologram of the idea of reflected light when I can look out into the universe and see 100 million stars and another billion galaxies of energy that are so completely irrelevant to the process by which I identify my own concept, that finally I'm going to re-examine them within my own mind so that I can determine that conceptually I can become more inclusive about the simple result I want to acknowledge cannot not be within my own mind. Why am I asking, who am I? And what am I? Be reasonable with me now. There is going to be one life in all of the universe. You cannot subtract yourself from the entirety of the certainty of existence forever in its entirety. The necessity to exist can cause you to be momentarily separate within the perspective of a moment of location in space-time. But you can't subtract yourself from the moment that the conversion is going to occur. Does that include the practice that you're not a body? You look at me with the perspective of trying to identify me as a body, when the formulation of my mind is your assurance that while you may momentarily construct within reflections of light what you think the body is, you are very, very much aware that a continuing demonstration of the reappearance of a now perfect light formulation of your body in the proximity of how you're identifying yourself in that body form, we are recognizing and protecting momentarily the idea that the world cannot intrude on us. So we emerge now with a dedication to give of ourselves a moment in which the entirety of the solution was present with us, so that in the act of forgiveness, ourselves. In the act of the action of self-recognition will be the particulars by which we insist the necessity for acts of giving, in the recognition that the responsibility for the entirety of what we perceive in our consciousness requires a moment in which we lay down the defenses by which we previously have attempted to protect ourselves from the inevitability that in truth we are not bodies. What did you say? Yes, but what is forgiveness? Certainly it doesn't seem to be what you recognize it is. The act of looking out there in the world and seeing somebody that you hate, who you revile, who is attacking you, who is murdering you within your own concept. How could you possibly forgive him within the arrangements you have in your objective identity? It's impossible. First, you must look back in on yourself, okay? And you accept responsibility for the entirety of what's occurring in all of the universe, as well as an eternal life. Let's look at it for just a moment, because I have a call going on now. Well, I hear you teach only forgiveness. Yeah, I teach only in my own illuminant mind the necessity that I forgive you. Now, that may or may not include my certainty of my own responsibility for this, but most certainly following the beginning of the idea of self-responsibility, I am able in this Course in Miracles to continually examine the outcome that I am getting within my own mind, and finally make a fundamental decision, look with me, that I don't like it anymore. That the passion of the Christ, of our Savior Jesus on the cross, in which we were determined to continue to represent ourselves as body formulation, we have arrived at a new bright idea in what we call the resurrection of our body form, the instant of conversion. Now, I'll answer, what is forgiveness? Listen. Let's look at your objections to what is forgiveness. Forgiveness, recognize what you thought your brother did to you has not occurred. You want to hear that? It does not pardon sins and make them real. It sees that there was no sin. And in that view, are all your sins forgiven? What is sin except a false idea about God's Son. Forgiveness merely sees its falsity and therefore lets it go. What then is free to take its place is now the will of God. You look with me about your conceptual mind. An unforgiving thought is one which makes a judgment that it will not raise to doubt, although it's not true. Why? The mind is closed and will not be released. The thought protects projection, tightening its chains so that distortions are more veiled and more obscure, less easily accessible to doubt, and further kept from reason. What can come between a fixed projection and the aim that it has chosen as its wanted goal? What can come between your idea about what you want to see out there and a previous decision that you have made in regard to the outcome in which you want to be contained, when you have closed down within your own body form the result of what you should really want to see? I just came back for a moment. I want you to see the importance that the reflection of light of the thought patterns of your own mind can only respond to what you believe is your idea about yourself, regardless of the enclosure in which you are determined not to see other than what appears to be in your idea of yourself. So that the ideas that you are a body formulation condemn you to the inevitable result that you will be within your conceptual self, that body formulation. What is forgiveness? Listen. An unforgiving thought, and this is a thought about you, isn't it, does many things. In frantic action, it pursues its goal, twisting and overturning what it sees as interfering with its chosen path. Why? Distortion is its purpose, and the means by which it would accomplish it as well. It sets about its furious attempts to smash reality without concern for anything that would appear to pose a contradiction to its point of view. Forgiveness, on the other hand, is still and quietly does nothing. It offends no aspect of reality, nor seeks to twist it to appearances it likes. It merely looks, and it waits, and it judges not. He who would not forgive must judge, for he must justify his failure to forgive. But he who would forgive himself must learn to welcome truth exactly as it is. Listen, do nothing then, and let forgiveness show you what to do through him who is your guide and your savior and your protector, strong in hope and certain of your ultimate success. He has forgiven you already. He has forgiven you already. He has forgiven you already. For such is his function given him by God. Now, must you share his function and forgive whom he has saved, whose sinlessness he sees, and whom he knows as the Son of God? As the Son of God. As an act of the power of my mind to make decisions concerning what I want to see in the aspect, degrees, and intervals of the formulation of light as a body formulation in a location in space-time. For as a conceptual mind, I am performing within my own mind every act possible. to continue to justify the power of my mind to decide to remain within a frame of space-time and protect every thought that I appear to put out into my objective association in order that I can't see that surrounding me within my ideas about myself, in my self-formulation of myself, is an idea that cannot not be contained within my own mind, very simply because I must somewhere within the anthropic idea of a procedures of my own mind be whole and perfect as I was created. We suffer from a condition, don't we, of a definition of ourself that has locked us into the idea that everything that is apparently a projection of our own mind, when it comes back within our own arrangement of ourself, okay, we continue to justify and therein close ourselves down to this moment of all of space and time. The idea at this time that you're going to let me, as a body formulation, within a visual reference of light in the Passion of the Christ, in this little place in all of space and time, there is contained all of the power that could ever be in all the universe, are the necessity for you to begin to admit there's always one hell of a lot more in your mind than you're willing to accept at this time about who you really cannot not be. If deep within you, in which you share a moment of forgetting, there is a certainty that while you may have come down into this place for that moment, and that you may have at that moment in all of space-time, here's anthropic for you, an idea of a universe that has lasted for 15,000 million years, there was a point in the containment of your consciousness identity of yourself where the entirety of you was revealed to you without any regard whatsoever to where you thought you were in that moment of time that is long over and long gone. At each moment, in all of space-time, you but relive, again and again and again, until at last in this conceptual idea of a new practice of the mind training of our Course in Miracles, you are pausing just for that moment, rather than being determined in a frantic search to justify yourself the possibility that you can't escape, okay? That you can't escape, that the idea that you were trapped in space-time is over, okay? Here's a minute and 20 seconds definition of what you are. Listen. Each day, and every minute in each day, and every instant that each minute holds, you but relive the single instant when the time of terror took the place of love. And so you die each day to live again, until you cross the gap between the past and the present, which is not a gap at all. Such is each life, a seeming interval from birth to death, and on to life again, a repetition of an instant gone by long ago that cannot be relived, that cannot be relived, and all of time is but the mad belief that what is over is still here and now. Let's forgive together. Forgive the past. Let it go. It's gone. You stand no longer on the ground that lies between the worlds. You have gone on and reach the world that lies at heaven's gate. There is no hindrance to the will of God, nor any need that you repeat again, repeat again, repeat again, a journey that was over a very long time ago. Look gently on your brother and behold the world in which perception of your hate and pain and death has been transformed into a world of love. Been transformed into a world of love. Thank you, as a teacher of God, for your conceptual recognition of yourself in the entirety of a new reflection of light that we are finding together in this moment in space and time. In our basic admission of the necessity for the resurrection of our body formulation, in the passion of determination that each moment we die to be born again, that each moment we collapse down into a moment of the entirety of dark energy from which we now emerge in a dramatic demonstration of the entirety of the correspondence of the holograms of time that had led us to this new solution. I'm going to leave you for 4 microseconds, for 14 years, for 14,000 million years. Yet each moment you will be reliving this, and I will return in a moment where through the practice of your mind, you are admitting to the possibility of continuing communication in the instant of the revelation that your entirety of mind was only contained for that moment in your own mind. God is going to go with us wherever we go, isn't we? And we're going to see together how much time we can really shorten in the idea that we have to remain within this space and time. The power of God is in our mind. And we intend to say together, God, bless us, each and every one, as formulations of the peace of God that we have discovered within our own minds. Stay with me, won't you, just for a moment. I'll be right back to increase that frequency of light.